Three Catholic bishops in Brazil celebrated an unusual mass last Sunday deep in the rainforest on the banks of one of the Amazon's tributaries. They're leading a campaign against the construction of a hydroelectric dam which would displace tens of thousands of Indians and river people. It's the sort of campaign often associated with what's known as liberation theology, the Catholic social activism, which Popes Benedict and John Paul condemned as too close to Marxism. Bruce Douglas reports.
On the top deck of the Naturaleza, a three-tiered riverboat, some of the younger activists are singing songs in praise of the river. A vast expanse of water surrounds the boat, with a thin strip of green forest far in the distance on either side. Below deck, dozens of brightly coloured hammocks are slung from hooks in the ceiling, above the boat's plentiful supply of watermelons and bananas. Around 80 Indians, environmentalists and river dwellers are heading down the river Tapajós, the largest undammed tributary of the Amazon. Their destination is São Luís do Tapajós, the site where the Brazilian government hopes to build the world's fourth largest hydroelectric dam. Their aim is to stop that from happening.
We are right now passing by one of the most beautiful rivers in the planet.
Edilberto Moura has been a Catholic priest in the Amazon for 44 years.
The Brazilian government gave an illusion to Europe and to the world that they are worried about environment, and they are promising to build hydroelectrics that would be clean electricity. And for us, it is a lie. The government forgets the thousands of people that live along Tapajós River. Our culture depends on the river and on the forest, and the government wants to destroy both.
You have been a Catholic priest for over 40 years. Are the majority of the people who live in this region Catholic?
Majority is still Catholic. Our people is very much religious. Just after the Vatican Council, with the Pope John Paul, afraid of the liberation theology, changed a lot the social religious way of thinking of many Catholics. But he's gone. Now with Pope Francis. Pope Francis understands more the necessity of us to link faith and life, social situations with religious situations. It means very much for our people here. I feel strong today. We are oppressed by the capitalism, by a government that is submitted to the capital and ignores our existence.
After travelling all day and all night, we finally arrived at the village of São Luís do Tapajós. This is where the government plans on building the dam. Dozens of Indians, many wearing tribal tattoos, feather headdresses, and with bows and arrows slung across their backs, are posing for the press photographers as part of their day of protest action. A mass is due to begin shortly, with the participation of three bishops from the Amazonian region. Many of the Indians who have travelled here today are from the Munduruku people, who argue the construction of the dam would flood their ancestral lands in violation of the Brazilian constitution. The government says the affected area has not been demarcated as Indian territory. Once renowned for their headhunting, the Munduruku now practice a mix of Catholic and indigenous rites. I asked Mary Eliza Caba, a Munduruku leader, whether the Catholic Church played a significant role in her community.
It is important for us. The church has always been important. After our own God, Caro Sacaibu, after him, there is the Catholic Church. The church has been here for a very long time, and it is together with us in our fight.
And how does the Catholic Church help the Munduruku?
The Catholic Church helps us by sharing knowledge. for a long time. They have been among us, and they help to explain the government's plans. We rely on their support.
Então, sempre contamos com o apoio deles também.
Around 80% of Brazil's electrical energy comes from its dams. The government argues that increasing Brazil's energy supply is essential for the country's economic development, and that hydropower is one of the cleanest energies available. Environmental activists counter that the deforestation involved outweighs any benefits. Dozens more dams are planned for the Amazon over the next decade. Under a mango tree at the village edge, Indians and river people queue patiently in the stifling heat to receive communion. One of those performing the mass is Erwin Kreutler, the bishop of Xingu River, another tributary of the Amazon. There, construction of the massive Belamonte Dam has already begun, despite opposition from indigenous communities, environmentalists, and the church.
I don't like to make comparisons, but the Catholic Church here is challenged by the people to assume a position in favor of the people. The Catholic Church is not above the people. The Catholic Church is among the people. And if people are suffering, then the Catholic Church is suffering. And we, as Catholics, as bishops, as priests, as lay people, we all together, we fight for the rights, for the dignity of those people who are living here.
Do you feel the contemporary Catholic Church is more in tune with your ideas about the environment?
I spoke with the Pope, and all what I am telling you now, I told to the Pope. The Pope has an open heart for the difficulties, for the problems and challenges of the Amazon region. And I feel at home in my church with Pope Francis. He is a grand gift of God to our generation, to the generation here in the Amazon region.
As with other mega projects in the Amazon, the government has promised investment in return for the residents' cooperation. It is clear that at least some of the villagers here would accept a deal. None, however, are willing to go on record. At least not today, when the village is hosting hundreds of visitors, all gathered for an act of political resistance led by the Catholic Church.
That report from Bruce Douglas.